Vayter in Chasmin of Ein Dal, picking up on and Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page by the two dots, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the bottom, continuing on discussing what we spoke about right yesterday. And that is V'ochlem Betumas Atzman Loka. We said that somebody who goes and eats, we're discussing here as Mike's here, Shani and Bikurim, if they are in a state of Tuma, then you get Malkus, Smash Enkain Betruma, which is not when it comes to Truma. Right, somebody goes to eat Truma, if you have Truma Tame and you eat it, you don't get Malkus. Milka hu de lo lucky. Ha Yisurika. So Nichanami, what do we, what the Mashmos? That, okay, maybe you don't get Malkus for it, but it's still Aser. Don't think that's mutter to go have in Truma, that's Truma Tamea. Let me know, where do we know this from? How do we know it's Aser to have Truma Tamea? Amar Kala Pasuk says, Bisha Orecha Tochalenu. This is talking about a bechor that gets a mum, b'sha'recha tuchalani, you should eat it in your cities. And the pasuk says, it's talking about tame and tahor. Lezev v'lo la'acher. They're talking about this in particular you could have, which is tame or tahor, but not something else, i.e. truma. You could eat bechor that becomes tame, but not truma that becomes tame. Now we go back to our discussion about whether or not an orel, someone didn't get a brit milah, is allowed to eat meiser sheni. We dealt with this yesterday a bit, and now we go more. Amar Ravashi, mireisha nami shamat minah detana v'shir. Background information is that we tried to bring a raya by saying, oh, we have a mishnah bikurim, let's talk about the differences between truma and bikurim on one side and meiser sheni on the other side. And it didn't say one of those differences is in reference to an orel. So it must be that really an orel is not allowed to have truma, not allowed to have meiser sheni. There's no difference between an orel having bikurim and truma and having meiser sheni. All they're going to be usher. But then we said, nah, this can raya because it's just ton of a shear. It just said some things are different, but not everything. So now we're saying Mireisha Nami Shamat Minah Tanavishir. We can even see from the Reisha from the first Mishnah and Bikurim that there's a concept of Tanavishir, and in which case you don't have a Raya to come and tell me that an Arel is going to be Usher to have Meiser Sheni. How so? Midalo Ketani. Beep. Turn the page. Ayin Dalet. V'noagin B'shar Shnei Shavua. V'ein Lam Pidyon. Mashainkain b'meiser shmamina comes out to say that there is such a concept of tanavishir, in which case don't have a raya against to say don't have a raya to say that meiser sheni can't be eaten by an oral, but taka maybe it can be eaten by an oral. What is these two things? Number one, v'nogim b'shashnei shavua means we know that meiser sheni is only during a few times during the 7-year shemitah cycle, but b'shashnei shavua truma bikurim apply through all of them. Ve'elam pidyon, and that's number one. Number two is elam pidyon, whereas meiser sheni does have opinion, these don't have opinion, my shenkin, but meiser, and therefore we see there's a ton of a shear, in which case one of the ton of a shears could have been also the shears could have been that an oral is allowed to eat truma. Now the Gemara goes a little further. Tashima, Tashima. Let's figure it out. Can an oral eat truma? Meiser sheni. Nishtairu botzitzen ma'akvin is a mila. We know the Bryce says that if you leave over a little bit of the strings of that are ma'akiv the mila that stop the mila from being good, harizei ino ochel lo betruma, velo bepesach, velo bekachim, velo bemeiser. Now, what does it say? Straight up, if a person goes to leave those things over, then they can't eat any of these things. And it says meiser. My la, meiser dagan. Isn't it coming to tell you it's referencing meiser dagan, meaning meiser sheni? And therefore, you have a raya straight up from this brisa that an oral is not allowed to have meiser sheni. He says, well, is that what it's talking about? Meiser behema. If somebody knows meiser behema, the tenth animal is going separated and given. And that's what it's talking about, not allowed to have, an oral can't have it. That's the Gemara, meiser behema. One of the things on the list over there was kachim, and hainu kachim, meiser behema is kachim, therefore leaving over the word meiser to mean meiser sheni. But according to you, milo tanan pesach vikatani kachim, doesn't say pesach and kachim, you know pesach is also kachim, yet it spells it out. In which case we can say the same thing here, therefore it spelled it out, and it means meiser behema, and therefore don't think it means meiser sheni. Says right now, bishlam a pesach vikachim shricha makes sense that you have to spell out, even though it says Pesach, it says Kachim, and this Kachim says Pesach. Din on a Pesach. If it just would have said Pesach, Mishum da Arlus be Pesach Ksiva. Because of the fact that it says particularly, the Pasuk says that an Arl is not allowed to have Karban Pesach. Of a Kachim, but other Kachim, the Torah doesn't say that out. And Malo, I would say that maybe it's not a problem to have other Kachim. Therefore, I had to say that specifically also. Vitana Kachim is just with a Kachim. Arl can't have Kachim. Have a mean of my Kachim, I would have thought. What Kachim? Pesach. That is, if the Braisa would have just said Kachem, I would have thought it meant Pesach, because we know that it says straight up by Pesach that you can't have an Arl over there, and therefore I would think it's only there and not all the, and not other Kachem. Elamaisa Behema. That's why I have to write both of those things. It makes sense to write both. Elamaisa Behema, Lumeli. Why would I have to write Maisa Behema if I said Kachem? In other words, it leads me to believe that it's actually talking about Maisa Shani. So why would I have to write it out? So therefore, it seems to imply to us that what? That, that straight up, Meiser Sheni is going to be Aser for an RL. So we try another approach and say, no, Ela Meiser Rishon. What it's talking about is Meiser Rishon, the stuff that you take off in order to give to the Levi. Rabbi Meir, he, the Amar, Meiser Rishon, Aser Lazar. Meiser Rishon is Aser for a Zar to have. Pretty amazing. Says Rashi that Meiser Rishon is Aser Lazar. According to that opinion, Hilkach Le'inyan Arelus. Nami Chomer. Therefore, in reference to Oral, it's also going to be Machmir as well. But not telling you that Maiser Sheni is going to be a problem. Not a problem. An Oral can have Maiser Sheni. So far, we have no reason to say an Oral can't have Maiser Sheni. Toshima, let's try again. Midetani Reb Chia Barav Midifti. Oral also b'shtei Maisos. Oral also in two Maisos. Oh, my love. What does it mean now? Echad Maiser Dogim, Echad Maiser Behema. Both Maiser Dogim and Behema. Therefore, we have a raya to say Maiser Dogim and Maiser Sheni is going to be a problem if you're an Oral. This is where no. Hachanami Maiser Rishon v'Rebbe Meir. It's Maiser Rishon, Rebbe Meir, and Maiser Behema. Maiser Sheni is still not going to be a problem, and this is going to be okay. Toshima, let's try again. And onin aser b'meiser, and onin is not allowed to have meiser sheni. Umutar b'truma u'bapara, but they're allowed to have truma, and they're allowed to be involved with the para aduma timima tvul yom aser b'truma. When it comes to the tvul yom, it's also for them to have teruma. That means a person who goes to the mikveh and has to wait to have shemesh. It's also for them to have teruma. Umutar b'para b'meiser, but it's mutar to have. To be involved with that, as well as Meiser, he is allowed to have Meiser. Mechutzer Kippurim, Aser Bepara. Umotar Betruma, Uva Meiser. Mechutzer Kippurim is talking about a person who didn't yet bring a carbon. He finished everything except for he has to go and bring a carbon the next day. So that's something called Mechutzer Kippurim. It's going to be awesome to be involved in Paraduma, Umotar Betruma, Meiser, Umotar Betruma, and Meiser. And if you really want to say that an Orel is mutter to have Meiser Sheni, Nisni Orel Aser Betruma Umutter Bepara Uve Meiser. Then let it say, just like we're going through all those lists, let also say that an Orel is Aser to have Truma, but it's going to be mutter with Farah Duma and Meiser Sheni. The fact that it didn't say such a thing must be that it's really Aser to have Meiser Sheni. Says Gemara, what are you talking about? Hi, Tana de Rabbi Akiva. That is working in the world of Rabbi Akiva. Demar Bele La'Aril Kitame, who makes that what he says, that an Aril is the same level as somebody who is Tame. And Rashi points out that we say, Tame is very Bekiva, he da Osar Le, Nami Bepara, Kiditani Le'el, who said earlier, Tumtum Shakidish Kidusha Pasol, Vukminan Kerbekiva, we go into what we say that's in the world of Bekiva, the Tanya, we're looking at Braisa, Bekiva Omer, Ish, the Rabbah says Aril. When it says Ish, it's coming to include an Aril. Who's not allowed to have tiruma? In fact, the Gemara Mantana de Paligir Rabbi Akiva, who's the one who argues with Rabbi Akiva, who's arguing on him? As Rashi says and says earlier that he's allowed to be involved, and Orel is allowed to go and spritz the para aduma. It's nishkin a problem. Tani Rabbi Yosef Abablihi. It's Rabbi Yosef Ababli. The Tanya Mantana Brayza. Sreifas onenu mechusa kipurim ksheira. One who's involved in the sreifa, meaning of the para aduma. If it's somebody in Onain or someone who's Mechusa Kippurim, he didn't finish off what he asked to finish off by going out and bringing a Korban, it's going to be good. Rabbi Yosef Abadli Yomri says Onain Kshir, and Onain is good. Mechusa Kippurim Psula, but when it comes to Mechusa Kippurim, it's going to be possible. Rashi explains by Mechusa Kippurim, the cave of the Mechusa Maisahu, a dying Tumah Allah, for Lokarina Beit Tahor, as opposed to a person who's in Onain, he has nothing he can actively do, therefore it's not a problem. Ve'af. Rabbi Yitzchak Savar, even he holds that Orel Aser b'Meiser, and Orel is going to be Aser to have Meiser. Don't Rabbi Yitzchak Minayin La Orel Aser b'Meiser. How do we know it's going to be Aser to have Meiser Sheni? Nemar Mimenu b'Meiser. It says the word Mimenu by Meiser, Meiser Sheni. For Nemar Mimenu b'Pesach. It says also by Pesach. Ma Mimenu b'Pesach. Just like b'Pesach, Orel Aser bo, and Orel is not going to be involved in Pesach. You didn't have a bris milah. You can't have karm pesach. Af mimenu amr b'meiser or also bo. So too, said by meiser is going to be aser as well. Says the Gemara mufni. Now the gezer shava we're dealing over here must be that it's mufni, that it's open and free to be able to go and do gezer shava. Di lo mufni, because if not, the ikal mirfach you could ask the kasha. Maybe not, because mal pesach. You have things that involved over there. We mentioned this a few daf ago. On daf ayin, I believe. that we said you're chayev because of pigol and you're chayev because of nosa. That means you have the wrong, if you have a mind to do it at the wrong time, if nosa, if it's left over or if it's tameh, then we know that this is going to be your chayev. But Meister Shani, you don't have this at all. So we could say that Pesach is going to be also to an RL, but not Meister Shani. So it must be that it's mufni, and that's how we're using the gzir shava. As a Gemara, loy, afnuri mufni, inachinami, you're right, correct, it is free. My mufni. Now, which one of them are mufti? Now, what we're going to see right now is we're going to try to break it down to see which one's free and open on to make a gzera shava. And we're going to just see, let me tell you outside, and then I'll see it inside. We're going to see that Rava says that it's talking about the fact that it says the word mimenu three times in the pasuk by Korban Pesach. One needs it for the simple explanation of it itself. That is an iser. The iser to eat it raw applies to Pesach, not to matzah umar. Then two of them end up being extra. One of them is used for gzera shava. And the other mimenu that's there is there in order for the with the pasuk that speaks about the idea of nosar. Nosar, again, the pasuk says, don't leave it over until the morning. If you leave it over until the morning, then it has to be burned. The pasuk says, al tochel mimenu na, mimenu na, ubasha muvushaba mayim kiyim sli esh, roshal krov al hirba. That's how you go and you eat it. Veloso siru, and don't leave it over. Mimenu, there's the word, ad boker until the morning. Vano, someone leaves it over. Mimenu, from it, ad boker until the morning. Be'esh tisofu. So the other one that's there, the mimenu, is only there with the pasuk that brings out nosar. Then we have two different opinions. According to one opinion, it says that this assay of saying to burn the nosar exempts, is going to pater the lav, not leaving it over, from malchus as a way of fixing it, and then you don't get malchus. Right, so since the Torah needs to say no sire, therefore it says the word mimenu. And according to the opinion that the pasuk is saying that you have to wait until another morning before burning it, since the Torah needed to say until morning, it says mimenu. That will, I'll read it to you right now and we'll see what's going down. So, says the Gemara, let's see it inside now. My mufni, Amarava, Amarav Yitzchak, philosophy mimenu, Pesach, it says mimenu three times in by the Korban Pesach. Chad v'gufei, one is for itself, v'chad gzeira shava, and one is for gzeira shava, v'chad, and the other one is only there connected to that other part of the pasuk. L'man d'amr, b'akas v'itin alecha, asei achar lo saseh, it's giving you a say after lo saseh, don't leave it over, and if you do, b'yish esofu, says a way of fixing the thing that you messed up. Another one says that you gives another morning in order to burn it. In other words, because it says, don't leave it over until morning. Everything that's left over, until morning, you should burn it. Why is it saying until morning twice? It's coming to tell you that whatever's left over until the morning, the first morning is going to be yontif, and that's going to be no good because you left over. It's no sar. You have to wait until the next morning, which is not yontif, and then burn it, and I'll let it burn it on yontif. So you see, you can't do kachim, that's a puzzle on, absolutely kachim on yontif. I did sivad boker, sivnami mimenu. So we see that there's a mufni, there's a leftover, it's open, ready for the expoundation that's found by Pesach. Now we're going to see right now that we see the word mimenu also comes up three times by meiser. One we're going to need for its simple meaning for itself. And there's going to be two extra. One of the two is going to teach Rabbi Vo, what Rabbi Vo teaches, we're going to see right now. The other one is going to teach Rish Lakish. Tolosim, Minik Siv Meiser, says Meiser, Chad Lugufi, one for itself, Chad Lugufi, Vo, Amr Yochanan, Chad Lugufi, Rish Lakish. De Amr Rish Lakish, Amr Rabbi Samya. Minayin La Meiser Sheni, Shinitma, Shemutta Lusuch. How do you know that you have Meiser Sheni? That became Tame, that you're allowed to go out and anoint yourself with it. Rash says, Valfagav, De Kaimelon. Even though we hold, we know some of the Shabbos of Pivav, De Sicha Kishtia, that anointing oneself is like drinking. It's like you drink it in Tumah. How do we know Meiser Sheni? She didn't tell me you're allowed to do it. Shenemar, Shenemar, whoa. Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'lo nasati mimenu lemeis. And I didn't give of it for the dead. Lemeisu d'lo nasati. What's the mashmos? That is, I didn't give it for the dead. But for a chai, for a live person who's similar to a dead person, nasati, I gave it. Eze davar sheshava b'chayim ameisim. What's something that's similar, which is going to be the same for the dead and the live? Heavy omer zusicha. This is talking about sicha, anointing, where you just rub it on, showing you that you're allowed to go ahead and anointicize yourself with tamei meiser sheni. Maskifla marzutra. Who says that's what it's talking about? Maybe v'emelikachlo aron v'tachrichim. What it means is I didn't use it in order to go and buy an aron and tachrichim, physical stuff, which means for the dead. But when it came to the live person, I did. I was able to go ahead and redeem it and then use it to go and buy something for the live person. which means a Tamei Meiser Sheni would not be allowed to go and to be used to anoint even a live person. Says the Gemara, no, can't be. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Rav Yeshua, two answers. Mimenu means migufo. That means from itself, and not from the value of it, but from actually itself. And the other one is Rav Ashi Amar, lo nasati dumya de lo achalti. It's got to be, lo nasati, I didn't give for those needs of the dead. It's got to be similar to the pasuk, which is right, the words that are right next to it. I didn't even eat of it when a person was in onain. Malahol migufo, afkan migufo, so too. Here, this is talking about migufo itself as well. And therefore, the mashmos is that you are able to go and use it for the live person in order to shmirasaz mit the oil. So, after this long, delicious discussion, it comes out that we have a Gezeirah Shavah, and it's Mufni from Pesach, from one of the Mimenus. Says the Gemara, really? Is that so? V'akati Mufna Mitzad Echad, who? We spoke about this yesterday, 2 days ago, I don't remember exactly, about the laws of Mufni, and that is that if it's only Mufni from one side, then it leaves it open to be attacked. So V'akati Mufna Mitzad Echad, who over here we're seeing it's only open on one side, Rashi says that, Hu Pesach Mufni L'Gzer Shava, Aval D'Maiser, Kulo, Kulu Telasa, we need all three of them. That works according to the opinion who says that you're allowed to go ahead and learn out even if there's only one side which is open and we don't go and ask a kasha on it. But according to one who says that you can learn out from it and you're able to go ahead and also go ahead and ask a kasha on it. What you going to say right now? How are we going to deal with that? Because we can ask the same kasha that we started with, that we say that we're not able to learn from Pesach because it has the chumra of pigel, nosar, kares. So how are we going to deal with that tzad? And for the Gemara, there's even an opening on the tzad of nosar, like we said. That one of them is for one person, one of them for another, because hach the Rebbe Avo, that of Rebbe Avo, that we said one of them is for Rebbe Avo, we don't need to learn it from here. That, midu Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Nafka, we learn it out from somewhere else. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Maidr Siv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Va'ani, Hine Nesati Lecha, it's Mishmeris Trumasi, and I, behold, I have given to you the safeguard of my Truma. B'shtei Truma is a custom. Medaber, the pasuk is talking about two different things when it says Mishmer's Trumosai. Achas Truma Tahora, Achas Truma Tamea. V'amrachmana Lecha. One is Tamei, one is Tahor. And the pasuk says that both of them, even when it's Tamei, is Lecha. Shelcha Tehei L'Hasaka Tachas Tavshilcha. It's going to be for you to be able to go ahead and burn underneath your pot. Therefore, we have Mufni on both sides, that of Pesach and that of Meiser Sheni. Next part of the Mishnah, we had said, Ha'orel v'chola tameim lo yochlu b'truma. And Orel and all the tameim are not able to go out and eat of truma. Minani mili, where do we know this from? Amar v'chum shumar b'shmol. Amar kra ish ish mizera aron v'hutzarua ozav. Again, we're trying to figure out over here. Someone who is tamei, can they eat truma? The answer is no. Where do we know if you're tamei, you can't eat truma? Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, a man, Mizera Aaron, from the offspring of Aaron, Vahut Sarua Ozav, he is Mitzora, or he is Azav. And the Pasuk goes on to say that he's not allowed to go ahead and eat from these things. As the Pasuk finishes, Sarua Ozav, Bakadoshim, Lo Yochal, you're not allowed to eat any Kadoshim, until Asher Yitter becomes Tahar, Vanoge, Bechotame Nefesh, Al Isha, Asher Tesim, Yenashim Chazar. And the pasuk continues. So, Ezi Daver Sheshava. What is something which is equal? Beep, turn the page. Ayin Dalam Beis. Bizarro Shel Aaron. What is something equal with Bizarro Shel Aaron? Meaning, when you say equal with Zaron Aaron, mean men and women. Rashi says, Bizcharm Uvenekeos. Dilu Kachi Kachim, Hanithim Le Kohanim, and the Chom Elozichi Kahuna. We know Kachi Kachim is only given to the Kohanim. Have Omer Zu Truma. This is talking about Truma. Therefore, if you're Tame, you're not allowed to have it, man or woman. Aye, Ve'ema, who says we're talking about Truma? Ve'ema b'chaz of a shok. Maybe we're talking about the chaz of a shok, which are part of the karbonas, the shlamim, which are given and can be eaten by the Kohanim and by their wives, by their kids, by their, in particular by their daughters. Rashi says, the shlamim v'nitil Kohanim v'nechol l'nashayim, kiduchsev, ato v'nechol v'nosecha, v'hinei hu da'asar achmana, l'tameya mishum d'kachim ninu, aval Truma lo. Maybe Truma taka wouldn't be a problem, but these, which are kachim and their shlamim, that would be problematic, which means if you're Tamei, you're allowed to have it, says the Gemara, eina b'chozeres. We know that if a Bas Kohen marries a regular Yisrael, that she's no longer going to have Truma. But if she ends up going back to the house of her father, i.e. her husband dies or they get divorced and they have no children, then she can go back to her father. But there is an area where she's not allowed to go back, and that is the Chaza and the Shok. Right? She gets married, she loses it. When she loses status, she can never go back to it. Therefore, it's not Shava B'Kol. Therefore, it actually has to be talking about Truma. So it's going to be Trumanami. And a Chalala, we know Truma also doesn't apply to a case of a Chalala. There is a case when she won't be able to go back either. Nah, I can't include that. You know why? Because Chalala lav Zara Da'aroni. She's not considered even Zara Sha'aroni anymore. She is knocked out. So there you have it, folks. That is where we learn out that a Tamei person of Aharon is not out of a Truma while he is in a state of Tuma. Umimai Dahai Ad Asher Yitar. Now the Pasuk says, until they become Tahor. Umimai Dahai Ad Yitar Ad Ika Harav Shemesh. How do you know what that means until Harav Shemesh, until the nighttime? Ema ad demaisi kapara. Maybe it means until they're going to bring a carbon. So it means we know that there's different processes. So step one is they have to go to the mikvah. Step number two is that afterwards they have to wait till Harav Shemesh to the night. And the next one, sometimes they have to go and bring a carbon. How do you know it doesn't mean that? So his gemara looks like a daidach. The ton of Rabbi Yishmael. Bezav bal shteri ios and mitzara musgar kasa medaber. The pasuk is talking about a zav who saw two times and to a mitzara that's musgar. We know the difference between the Zav, see two Re'ias and one that says three. We know the back in the Gemara Megillah, Ein Bain, right? So it says over here, the Gemara over there in Megillah Daf Ches says that a Zav who sees two times only has to wait for 7 days and then goes to the Mikwah at night. But a Zav who sees three Re'ias, he has to go and bring a Korban. A Matzar Musko is the one that's waiting to be seen if he's going to become Tameh or not going to become Tameh. So what do we see over here? Where are we? If you look at the fact that the Pesukim go out and put right next to each other, this Pesuk of Zav and Mitzara puts it next to someone who comes Tame by becoming Tame Mace by going and touching a dead body, right? The Pesuk says that they become or someone who ends up becoming Tame from a dead body, Dumi de Tame Nefesh. So it's coming to tell you that Zav and Mitzara are similar to one who became Tame through a dead body. Ma Tame Nefesh de Lav Bar Kaparuhu. There's no Kapara that's necessary by the someone who becomes Tamei Nefesh, Harinami Dlavar Kaparninu. These two, meaning the Zav and Mitzara, which is the Pesach we're talking about over here, are also not Bnei Kaparninu. So all you need is Harav Shemesh. That's it. If you go to Mikvah, then Harav Shemesh. In fact, the Gemara Ve'ima Hani Mili Dlavar Kapara. That's when we're talking about a person who's not a Bnei Kapara because he only saw the Zav two times. Aval Dvar Kapara. Someone is a Bar Kapara, meaning if there's three, Zav sees three times. Nice to bring a carbon, not only 7 days of clean and then going to the mikvah, but also bring a carbon, then I demaisi kapara really has to go and wait until there's a kapara of a su. And furthermore, hadat nine, that which we learned in the Mishnah, tavel, ve'ala, if you have a mitzora that did tvila and then it came up on the seventh day, ochel meiser. He's allowed to go ahead and have meiser, meaning meiser sheni. Harav shimsho ochel betruma. Once you have harav shemesh, he's allowed to go ahead and now he's allowed to have truma. Heavy kapara ochel b'kachim. He goes and brings kapara. He can now have kachim. Minalan. Where do we know these halachas from? That a zav of three times has to wait till he brings the karban, and that a mitzora muchlat, not musga, that was waiting period, but actually muchlat, that they have to go ahead and they can't have the kachim until they go and bring the kapara. Amarav amarav chista t'lasa kroiksi. We have three different psukim that spell it out. We have one pasuk which goes and says that he's not allowed to eat kachim until he goes into the mikvah. Harachatz tahor, which what's the mashmos? That if he does go to the mikvah, then he's going to be tahor and he's allowed to have it right away, which means even before it becomes dark. Uksev uba shemesh v'tahor avnacher yochel min hakachim. And we have another pasuk that says only when the sun sets, then he becomes tahor, and then he's allowed to go ahead and eat from kachim. And another one, v'chiper alea kohen v'tahera, that the kohen comes along and atones, and then she's tahor. Talking about a woman who gave birth. Harketzad, I would put the things together. One says you can just go right to mikvah and eat. The other one says mikvah night and eat. Another one says carbon and eat. Kan lemaiser, so we can answer what kan lechuman, kan lekachem. So we say that what the first pasuk is talking about meiser, meaning meiser sheni, you can have right away. Kan lechuma, it's talking about only when it's nighttime. Kan lekachem, it's talking about when a person brings their carbon. In fact, the Gemara v'eifchana, why don't I flip it? And then I'll say, really, the first one is actually talking about truma. In other words, you gotta go to the mikvah and the tetful yom right away. He's allowed to go out and have truma. And then my sashin is only going to be by nightfall. Says Gemara, mistaba truma adifa. No, it makes sense to say the truma is adifa, meaning it's more machmi. You have to wait until actually it's nightfall. Shekain machpas, like we saw the other day, it means misa, chomesh, pidyon, and zarim. Those four things apply to truma, don't apply to Maiser Sheni. In fact, Adarabo Maiser Adifa. We say Maiser was Machmir. Shekein Hadas Tav, which still stands for Havas Makom, Vidoy. And looking at Rashi over here, again, Hey is Havas Makom, Dalet is Vidoy, Samach is Asur Laonain, Tes is Tuma, Bez is Bior, Bikulu. List of truma, none of these apply to truma, and they all apply to Maaser Sheni. As the Gemara, filu hachim isadifa. Even though you're right that there's more things that come up on Maaser Sheni, one of them that comes up by truma kind of takes the cake, and that's called misa. There's misa over there, and there isn't misa when it comes to Maaser Sheni. Therefore, that's going to be more stringent, and only in the nighttime can you have truma, but you're allowed to have a tefillah yom, can have right away by Sushani. Rava Amar gives a different answer how we know that when it says that you're allowed to go to the mikwa and eat right away, talking about my Sushani, it's not talking about truma. It says, below misa difa, nami lo matzasamart. Even without misa difa, you still wouldn't come to say at that first pasuk that you go to the mikvah and eat right away before Harav Shemesh. You can say that that's not talking about truma. Why? Because Amar Kra, the pasuk says nefesh. This person who comes along and touches is going to become tamei, and he can't eat from kachem until he goes to the mikwah. Eis a davar shavu b'chol nefesh. What's going to shavu for everyone? Have yom is a meiser, meaning meiser sheni, because not everybody can eat truma, not only kohanim. Says Gemara, v'akati hani mili hechad delav bar kapara. Still, why are you saying that a person who becomes tamei is allowed to go and have truma when it becomes nightfall? That's only if there's no kapara, then no sort of carbon has to be brought. Aval heichad bar kapara, but if it's the time that he also has to bring a carbon, again, a zav who saw three times, or a mitzora muchlat, adamaisi kapara, we should say that's going to be usher to have truma until you go and bring a kapara, until you do your carbon, which is the next day, which means even after nightfall, you're not allowed to go and eat it. Amar Abaye, Trey Kroik, Ksiva Bioletis. We have two psukim that come up by a woman who goes and gives birth. Ksiv Admelosi Me Tahara. It says in one pasuk that until she completes the days of Tahara, meaning Kavan, Kamalu Yameha, Tahara. Once she goes, she finishes those days, then Tahara, then she is going to be Tahor. Even though she's mechusar kippurim, she's wait till the next day. Only once it's nightfall. Uksev, another part says v'chipar aleh akoyin v'tehira. Another one says the kohen is going to be mechaper for atone for her, and she is pure. So on the one end, we have the first thing we said a moment ago is that she's tahor even before she brings the carbon. And now it says v'chipar aleh akoyin v'tehira. She's going to be tahor once the kohen goes and brings the carbon for her. So what's going on? How ketzad? How are we going to deal with this? Answer is kan l'truma. One's talking about truma. And Khan the Kachim. The other one's talking about Kachim. By Truma, even right away, even before the next day of Kapara. And the Kachim is that they have to wait until the carbon is brought. So we see even about Kapara is allowed to go ahead and eat the Truma before you bring the Korban. Same question we asked before. Ve'ifachana, why don't we switch this drasha and say that she's allowed to have truma right away, but she's only allowed to, she'll have kachem right away, sorry. And she's going to have truma the next day. She's like, well, no, mistabe kodesh chamer. It makes more sense to say that because kodesh is more chamer, is more machmer. Why? Shekein pankas, like we saw yesterday. I can't remember when it was. Maybe it was, yesterday, I think. Pigol, nosar, carbon, me'ila, kares, aser la'onein. We see all these things. And therefore, it makes sense to say that's more machmir. Says Gemara, Adarabba, Truma Chamura, Shekein Machpaz. Because that has, like we said before, Misa, Chomish, Pinyon, Zarim. Says Gemara, Hanach Nefishin. When it comes to Kachem, there's a longer list of things. Therefore, it's more machmir. Therefore, it makes more sense to say that's the thing that has to wait until you actually bring the Karban. But the other one, meaning Truma, you don't have to wait until the Korban. Even nightfall, you're good. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, but we ain't done because we're going to go tomorrow. Basically, I'm going to start off with another answer to say why we would say that a woman is allowed to have truma right away after nightfall and kachim when it's only after they bring the carbon, even if it wouldn't be that one is more than the next. But okay, we're going to stop over here. I want to show y'all a great day.